Good morning, class.
Morning.
Morning.
So, today we're going to carry on with what we were talking about last class, which are the advantages of doing sport on a regular basis. Let's start by seeing how much you remember about the benefits of sport. I'm going to ask you some questions, and in your groups, I'd like you to answer them. Okay, so the first question is, can you remember three of the specific physical benefits sport offers to the human body that we discussed last class? Okay, Group B, what do you think?
Well, we've got two.
Okay, let's hear them.
We think that doing sport reduces high blood pressure and the chance of getting diabetes.
Absolutely. Okay, does anyone have any other advantages? Yes, Group D?
Yeah, sport is good for your bones.
That's right. It strengthens our bones, particularly while we're still growing. Okay, we also discussed that sport can be good for our minds too because of the chemicals that our brains release when we exercise. Can anyone remember the name of these chemicals and how they make us feel? Group A.
Are they called euphoria?
Not exactly. Anyone else? Okay, Group B again.
Endorphins, and they make you feel euphoric or really happy.
That's right. So sport can help us feel happy and put us in a good mood because of these chemicals that are present in our bodies when we exercise. It also improves our capacity to concentrate, which is why doing PE at school can actually help you do better in exams. Okay, so that was basically what we covered last week. And what we're going to move on to today is thinking about whether it's better for us to take part in individual or team sports. So let's have a quick show of hands to see what you think. Those who think it's better for us to do individual sports, put up your hands. Okay, thank you. And now, those who think it's better to do a team sport? Okay, well, there are certain advantages to both individual and team sports, but, in my opinion, the benefits of team sport do seem to outweigh those of individual sport. Can you shout out a couple of examples of individual sports?
Yeah, like karate or swimming.
And tennis.
Good. Well, you won't be surprised to hear that in order to succeed in individual sport, we need to have a fair amount of self-discipline to motivate ourselves, which is easier said than done for some people. However, with regular practice, it may be easier to see progress. Also, it's worth pointing out that our individual successes and failures are completely down to the individual, no one else. Okay. I'd like you to have a think in your groups about the possible advantages of doing sport as part of a team as opposed to by yourself. Okay, Group C, what have you come up with?
Well, we were saying that it might be, like, easier to be more motivated to actually do a sport if you're in a team because you, like, you don't want to let anyone down, so you, like, always turn up for sports practice, you know, so you are sort of more committed to doing the sport.
That's a very good point, yes. Being a team member certainly helps people feel motivated and make an effort to turn up and play on a regular basis. Well done, Group C. Any other ideas? Group D?
Because it's boring doing sport by yourself and it's more fun if you're with your mates.
Absolutely. And the sense of being involved and belonging to a group is very positive for most people. Some experts actually believe that belonging to a group or a team makes us less likely to suffer from depression as members develop positive bonds between them. And there are other benefits too. When you work as part of a team, you're learning to work together and rely on each other. Everyone is responsible for the success of the team, so there's less pressure on an individual and, consequently, it's less stressful. And finally, can you think of any skills you develop when you work as part of a team? Group A?
Well, you need communication skills to talk to everyone on the team.
Yes, very good, Group A. Any more? Group C?
Could it be like negotiation skills?
Yes, you need to communicate and negotiate with your fellow teammates. You also develop trust as you work together with others to achieve a common aim or goal. And all these skills are ones that come in handy in other areas of your life, as well as in sport. So you can see that there are many all-round benefits to being in a team. However, perhaps at the end of the day, the most important point is that you choose a sport you actually like, regardless of whether it's an individual or team sport. This recording was created by the British Council. To find more English language learning material for teenagers, please visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglishteens.